I'm no decorating expert. I simply can't understand why lamps from the 1950s are back in style, or why they say that orange of all colors is an increasingly popular choice for kitchen countertops. I admit that my subscription to Architectural Digest lapsed a few years back, keeping me forever enjoying the interior decorating sense of the early 1990s. So I'm no decorating expert, but I am a lawyer, and as a member of the bar, I offer this decorating tip for anyone who's thinking of redoing a room. Beware the taxidermied head. Actually, not just the head, beware the entire body of the taxidermied creature. I say this after reading a few days ago about a young lad in England who walked in his sleep straight into a taxidermied shark mounted on his bedroom wall. The shark's teeth were intact and the boy bled profusely. They're saying he'll be left with only a small scar. Nonetheless, now would be a good time to learn from the boy's experience and inventory one's once-live trophies and consider the dangers of dead animal decorating. If a dead shark can cause that sort of injury, just imagine what a dead moose might do. And I'm talking more than tort liability here. I could get into open and obvious conditions and inherently dangerous items like shark jaws left on walls at about face height or higher still and insufficiently attached, but I won't, because there's only one case even close to being on point, and it involved a 20-pound taxidermied northern pike that fell upon the head of a worker at a Kmart in South Dakota. That case was all about who owned the pike anyway, and whether Kmart would have to pay a settlement in the $400,000 range that was negotiated without its input. Instead, I'll focus on the tax issues, criminal issues, and even contract issues that lead me to suggest that taxidermied animals are out this year, in a legal sense at least. Example 1. Courts are highly suspicious of the value of the taxidermied head once one tires of it and wishes to donate it to a museum for tax purposes. Example 2. If one must suffer through a search warrant, one's collection of taxidermied creatures might spark some interest from officers who know not only the drug laws, but also those laws prohibiting the taking and possessing of certain wild animals and wild animal parts. Example 3. It's tough to taxidermy. And even if you win your breach of contract lawsuit against the taxidermist, you'll still be left with a polar bear that looks like a grizzly. Okay, so maybe Martha Stewart wouldn't agree with my assessment. One blogger suggested that she has multiple stuffed fish decorating the walls of one of her country houses. Others suggest that she has an entire collection of stuffed birds. Then again, Martha Stewart went to prison. Get the connection? Decorating with the dead can be downright dangerous. I'm Amy Guida.